Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Who are the two coaches to lead teams from Chapel Hill to 32-0 records and championships? This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Lenny Rosenbluth is probably smiling today if he realizes the significance of the Chapel Hill High School Lady Tigers winning the state 3A title Saturday afternoon in the Smith Center. The Tigers held off Hickory to notch their 32nd straight victory in a perfect season. Chapel Hill has played them all and won them all, 32 in a row, capped by taking home the trophy. Rosenbluth was the captain of the 1957 Tar Heels, coached by Frank McGuire, who won the national championship with an identical 32-0 record. And while the Tigers didn't have to travel to Kansas City and slay giant Will Chamberlain in triple overtime, their state championship and season are certainly worthy on their own. Chapel Hill coach Sherry Norris won her second state title. Hey, McGuire won only one national championship, this one coming 33 years after her first in 1981. And with the explosion of women's basketball in this country, winning and going unbeaten in 2014 is a far more daunting task than her first. And her latest team is not only good, but very exciting to watch. Most impressive was when Hickory cut the Tigers' 26-point lead down to 5 in the third quarter. With no shot clock in prep basketball, Norris could have sat on the ball and tried to milk the clock. Instead, they stayed aggressive and kept scoring, opening up the lead back to 15 points with too little time left for Hickory to mount another comeback. Catherine Romaine and Rosiah Farrington were the stars, winning most outstanding and most valuable players, but Norris has a total team that plays the full court game and shares the ball unselfishly. And how great is it that they got to win the state championship playing in their town in front of their home fans? When McGuire's Tar Heels won it all 57 years ago, a small band of UNC students and fans struck out to Kansas City for the Final Four, while the rest of the town and state had to watch on a snowy black-and-white telecast and listen to raspy radio announcers. Saturday, the Dean Dome was packed with black-and-gold-clad fans cheering their lungs out for the girls' team that had captured the fancy of a school and its town. Congratulations, Coach Norris and your Tigers, for pulling off another perfect season for Chapel Hill. This is Archansky. See ya.